I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network, where we've regularly been meeting with some of Wisconsin's chief executive officers to find out what they see from the top and how they factor the countless variables that go into the executive decisions that reverberate throughout our economy. This morning, our guest is Rod Rushing. Rod Rushing is the president and CEO of Rev Group, a designer and manufacturer of specialty vehicles. It's headquartered in Brookfield with 21 manufacturing facilities. And before joining the company in March 2020, Rushing spent 30 years at Johnson Controls. Rod, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Lee, and thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Rev Group and what your company does.
Yeah, just as the description provided there, you know, we're a specialty manufacturer of vehicles of many, many different ranges and types. The company IPO'd in 2017, coming out of a private equity consolidation. So we've been traded on the New York Stock Exchange since January 2017 in providing vehicles to our communities. And it's really a really important service we provide, especially in a time like we've just gone through with the COVID situation. We provide ambulances, we provide fire trucks, these things that really help first responders take care of the people in our communities, amongst many other vehicles like school buses and recreation vehicles as well. So we're in there every day serving our public and trying to do good.
And yet, Rod, you spent 30 years at Johnson Controls, and just as I just wondering what it's like to make that leap. The last several years, as I understand it, you oversaw the company's global manufacturing of building technologies. I'd imagine that leap had to be a little bit of a scary one. Just tell me personally what went into making that jump to Rev Group.
Well, the last role, just a slight correction, I was responsible for our North American business, our field organization, but over 30 years, you know, it was just a wonderful experience. I'll start with that. I mean, it was they gave me great opportunities and afforded me an opportunity to move around the country, to move to Asia, and get just really rich experiences that not only helped me professionally but also developed me as a person. So I'm very, very thankful for my time there. But you know, anytime you think about making a transition, there's a lot that goes into it. You think about, you know, where you're at in your career, what you might want to do as you're maybe thinking about approaching the end of your career. And the Rev opportunity came to me. I really wasn't seeking opportunity. And as I learned more about it and got to meet the board members, there was just the purpose of the company was great. The timing was great in terms of where they were at, what they were trying to accomplish. And I met with a few board members, and that dynamic worked out well. And it just ended up feeling right. And an opportunity to do something that was meaningful at maybe at the end of your career that you could maybe more directly give back and help something get done. So it was a positive opportunity. It was a situation that was brought to me, and it just worked out, to be honest with you, Lee.
Well, we crunched the numbers here, and since you're hiring, the Rev Group stock has rose 300%. What do you attribute that stock rise to? Is it Rod Rushing?
Well, I wouldn't, not me. I think that there's a, you know, unfortunately it was doing much better than that before this, challenges we've met in the market in the last year with what I'm sure we'll talk about, the supply chain challenge, but also just the pressures on the public market. So we hit a time, there was an opportunity for us to, coming out of COVID, demand was great, we were improving performance, and then we've subsequently, you know, some of these supply chain issues have hit us like they've hit almost all companies, and we're dealing through that and looking forward to a brighter day. As everyone is.
Let me invite listeners to our conversation. If you have a question for Rod Rushing, president and CEO of Rev Group, which is headquartered in the Milwaukee metro area, you're welcome to join us at any time at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. And our conversation, Rod, started with the emergency vehicles that Rev Group supplies, and the conversation about the global supply chain and the struggles that companies like Rev Group have found with the stuttering of the global supply chain. What keeps Rod Rushing up at night as the chief executive officer of Rev Group? What keeps you from sleep?
Well, you know, there's a number of things. I mean, the first thing, when I came on board, Lee, in March of 2020, and that was right, as everyone knows, at the beginning of a really challenging time with the mm-hmm. with the COVID pandemic, and so immediately it went to the safety of our employees and how do we continue to provide vehicles for the people who are taking care of our citizens and our communities while making sure we do everything to protect our employees. And we managed through that as best we could and made sure we did the right things and followed, you know, the recommendations of the CDC and whatnot. to make sure we were doing that. So that was kind of job number one, is how do we continue to perform, but make sure we're doing that in the safest manner possible. And then we got onto a journey of really trying to transform the company. And that's a bit of a long story, but the part of my coming on board was we were in a bit of a challenging time operationally. And there was a vision we had to put together on how we're going to improve the performance of the company around some basic manufacturing fundamentals starting out with. And we got on that journey. We made good progress. And then, you know, what keeps me up now is some of the supply chain issues we have. And part of that's just the world as it is. You can look at any, the kind of the industrial manufacturers that are facing these supply chain issues, from very large companies like the automotive OEMs all the way down to smaller publicly traded companies like us. It's manifesting itself in not being able to get what you need to build what you have demand for. And that makes things more inefficient. It extends lead times. Then you lay on top of that some of the inflationary pressures that we've seen in the last year and a half. It makes a complicated environment to operate in. We've weathered it pretty well, I think, given where we were and our readiness to maybe manage challenges like these. It would have suggested it might be more difficult on us, but I think some of the things we got done early in the change have helped us. But no question, we have opportunity to perform and do better. But we're working it every day, and I've got a great team that's part of this that they've done everything we've asked them to, and continue to do everything they can to make sure our public's taken care of and getting the very best vehicles they can.
So, well, as I understand it, Rev Group is part, has ownership in some 20 companies, that you were operating in some 16 states and have over 20 manufacturing facilities. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it's ballpark. It's yeah. Close enough for the conversation. It was a consolidation of specialty vehicle companies by a private equity firm called American Industrial Partners that started back in 2006, 2008, right before the financial challenge we had back then. And they went on this process of bringing companies together that had a similar kind of business model of providing vehicles that were either built on chassis that were provided by companies like Ford and GM and Mercedes, or building them on chassis that they manufactured themselves. And with this thesis that there was an opportunity to create value through leveraging what these companies do together. And that's the mission, once we went public, that we've been on, is realizing that value.
Rod Rushing is president and CEO of Rev Group, headquartered in the Milwaukee metro area. And he is open to your questions this morning at 1-800-642-1234 about the global supply chain and the local impacts to our economy. And as well, you know, the emergency vehicles that communities rely on for emergency services. The domino effect of not having a supply chain that is delivering the goods you need to fill your orders, and what happens to your employees, again, across a handful of states all over the country, including right here in our backyard. You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is the Ideas Network. So what can you do when the global supply chain fails to deliver the supplies you need to keep your business up and running and your employees paid? We're continuing our series with CEOs from across the state on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and our guest is Rod Rushing, the president and CEO of Rev Group, headquartered in Brookfield, but operating manufacturing plants across the country, building buses, RVs, ambulances, fire trucks. And in the last year, Rev Group hasn't been able to get the chassis, radiators, or axles they need to meet their demand. What's a CEO to do then? Join in, 1-800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. And Rod, as the Milwaukee Business Journal detailed, you've had to furlough 100 employees at plants throughout Rev Group, as you have not been able to fill your supply chain. And what does a CEO do? How creative can you be in order to address these supply chain issues?
Well, there's a number of things that you do. I think the first thing is kind of set a context that when we came into this year, recognizing that things were difficult around the supply chain and getting materials so we could continue to build at the rate we had planned. And there was just an uncertainty whether that was going to correct or whether it was going to sustain. And so we made a decision last fall that we were going to maintain employment because almost everything we were building at that time, we had to touch twice. And what I mean by that is it goes down the line. If you don't have all the parts, it you have to finish it at a later point. We call that out of sequence. So that requires you to dispatch laborers to go do that work. So you needed extra people to one, go finish the work that you couldn't finish on a first pass basis. But also, we were thinking that there was a chance that this might get reconciled and we might see improvement in the global supply chain. That never happened. It hasn't happened yet. And so this past spring, we made a decision that we made a very small trim, because we have over 7,000 employees in North America, but we adjusted some labor because we knew that rate increase was not going to come back. And so we still needed people, obviously, to touch things twice, but we made a few small adjustments to our labor force to address some of the inefficiencies that we were having related to the supply chain. So that's kind of the labor piece of it. What we did more proactively is, and this really started back in the summer 2020 when I first joined, is we started building what I would call a more robust resiliency and focus on our supply chain, which looks at multiple sources of supply for certain critical components and engineering details around making sure you got the documentation you need to go do that. So you try to build resilience in your supply chain so you're not single point dependent. Unfortunately, that journey was not complete by the time that some of the challenges that came upon industrial companies broadly with the supply chain. So we had to weather through that. But right now it's a lot of working very closely with suppliers. We've put labor in some of our suppliers who have labor issues why they can't get us parts. We've helped them source globally with relationships we have abroad in Asian-based countries to help get parts and pieces that they may not be able to source locally. So we're trying to step down into tier two, tier three of our supply chain to help our tier one suppliers deliver components so we can then produce the products that we need to for our communities and our citizens.
Rod Rushing, a lot of talk about your supplies, but what about Rev Group's demand? How are sales now for your company's specialty vehicles?
Well, they're rather extraordinary. I mean, they're at a historical peak, and I think that just kind of mirrors what you've seen generally, is there's more demand than it can be supply, which is obviously leading to some of the inflationary issues that we're seeing. That our lead times now, in many cases, are double, if not more, than what our targeted lead times are, and it's all related to peak demand against troughing the ability to build. So you get this effect of prolonged lead times because you can't get the parts you need to build what you need to build, and you got more demand, so they kind of it expands on your lead times. So we're the demand is not an issue. I mean, we're in how you price to make sure you cover inflationary pressures is critical for the performance of industrial companies, and we're certainly working that. But there's no issues on demand. I think a lot of the spending in the vehicles that were created through the COVID relief worked its way down into communities, and that's made the budgets quite robust, and they're being able to buy the vehicles that we produce. And so that's pulled some demand forward, I believe, in our industry.
Rod Rushing, President and CEO of Rev Group, headquartered in Brookfield. And your questions before we're done with our time this morning at 1-800-642-1234. Are there public safety concerns with the backlog of ambulances and fire trucks? Are there concerns about adequate public safety coverage when you're talking about a backlog like this for emergency vehicles?
Well, I think if you think about, first and foremost, I think most of our communities are well equipped with the vehicles and capabilities they need to serve the public generally. But it's hard to suggest how long this might go forward. At some point, there would be an issue. We certainly right now, I mean, when you're thinking about the communities that need their ambulances or need their fire trucks, and they're typically replacing something that's out of date, you can do things to extend the life, and those things are still serviceable. But we're, the fact that we can't deliver on time has created some challenges for us, and a lot of that comes out of the inability for us on the ambulance side to get chassis to build on, and the components that go into those after that. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that we're at a tipping point around an issue for public safety, but it becomes, if this continues to be an issue over time, it's certainly going to be something that's going to be a problem for our local communities around serving their public, and then the public and the private sector that does the ambulance services for the communities as well.
Rod, we're seeing more and more electric vehicles on the road, and as Rev Group is a manufacturer of specialty vehicles, what does the electric transportation future look like for your company?
Well, that's something we're across the board. As a larger company in this space, we kind of feel a mandate that we should lead in this area as this technology works its way into our markets. And so we've in almost all of our specialty vehicle categories, we have developed and have, and we typically commercialize and do a develop based on an end market demand for our customers. So we build it for that purpose. So we've got a large network of partners that we work with on the powertrain side of that. That's a battery electric vehicle side. And it differs by a product category, depending on who you partner with. And then we've got the end markets we're serving, but there's certainly, it's becoming clearly that certain parts of that specialty vehicle market will evolve more quickly. Transit bus is one that's been evolving for some time into alternative fuels, and we're deeply into that space, battery electric being one of them, and not the only one. CNG and hydrogen-based fuels is another opportunity there. School
No.
buses is one that's moved rather quickly, but that's typically your larger school buses are converting at a faster pace than this Type A, which is the smaller school buses, which is what we build in our business. And then fire trucks are probably, while we have an electric fire truck and we're very proud of it, and we launched it this year at the FDIC in Indianapolis, it's probably going to move more slowly just because of the loading and the applications that you see in terms of that and in that fire space. So we're in all the vehicle categories we're in, we're developing those capabilities to go EV, but it's going to evolve at a different pace depending on which market you're in.
Yeah, is there a time frame that we see? Because we've heard stories about 2040, all electric cars on the roads and stuff, and it does make you wonder about RVs, 18-wheelers, and emergency vehicles.
Yeah, I think that there's many views as there always
Right.
is. I think it's largely speculative. I think
But
that
it's something you
but
got to continually watch, doesn't it?
it is, and the reality is that in this, from our perspective, the transition from internal combustion engine to an alternative fuel world, which we'll keep it at electric for this discussion, is for what we do is something you have to have an engineering solution for. But we're an applier of technology. We're not like a core technology developer.
Right.
So we'll benefit from the scale that the other industries create
Rod,
and adapting our.
we are out of time, and I apologize because I have
Yep.
many more questions for you, but I
Yep.
appreciate you answering all of them this morning. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Rod Rushing, President and CEO of Rev Group, based in the Milwaukee metro area. Coming up next, the best TV has to offer. Is this the golden age of television? How would you know?